This is Engaging the Community, a monthly conversation with the president of Missouri State University, Cliff Smart. President Smart, thanks for being with us.
Good morning, Scott.
So each year, the MSU Board of Governors deliberates on a budget, which is passed before the new fiscal year begins on July 1st. That budget will take into account any appropriations or subtractions from the state legislature. But as the school has learned the past couple of years, that budget is not always set in stone, considering the state's executive branch and the governor's ability to withhold funding. So would you just break down this year's situation for us?
I will. So the legislature passed a bill that increased across the board money for higher education at a 5% increase. It was done through performance funding. So for Missouri State, we got a little more since we hit all our performance measures, 5.2% increase. That's a little over $4 million. We also got a 50-50 project funded, and then we had our second year of appropriations for our health facility and our new occupational therapy program. And then as a result, the governor says, of a variety of tax cuts that were passed on the Friday of the session, the last day of session, that reduced revenue, that reduction in revenue had not been calculated into the budget. The governor then withheld the 5.2% increase for us, the second year payment of $1.3 million for the health programs, and the $2.25 million for the 50-50 program. So essentially, we are on hold pending the veto session to see what of that new money, if any, we receive.
Is that a thought going into the budget session for the Board of Governors' perspective? You know, what if this happens? How do we kind of deal with that?
You know, in our finance committee meeting on that day that we did our board meeting, we laid out various scenarios that could occur. One of them was, frankly, the most drastic one was that scenario that I just laid out for you. And we advised the board what we could do to manage if we lost that $4 million of appropriation. We had built that $4 million of new money into the budget for next year. Again, we think some or all of it will ultimately be received later on. But we had a series of steps that we recommended that we would take if the new money was withheld. We recommended to the board they pass the budget as is, and they did that. And they've, you know, essentially entrusted us to manage that that budget in the short term until we see what happens in September after the veto session.
And what are those steps that you've done in the interim here?
Well, for example, our budget had a 1.5% increase for all operating budgets across campus. We had not had any increase in operating budgets in 7 years. In fact, we'd had decreases. And so we wanted to get back on track with increasing those as inflation. We've withheld that money. That's about $400,000 or 10% of that. We also budgeted for the exact same number and mix of students for the fall as we had last year, yet our numbers show that we're going to grow again. We would anticipate $1.5 million to $2 million of new income based on enrollment growth. And so, again, that gave us some flexibility. You know, that would cover, you know, 40 to 50% of the reduction there. And then, frankly, as I said, we anticipate that some money is going to be released in the fall. And so we have reserves to be able to manage in the 3 to 4 months until we see what's actually going to be released. If it's not released, we'll have to do some additional shuffling around and some reallocation of money, but we think we can get through it.
Now, of course, the situation varies from institution to institution.
Every institution's not growing. In fact, we had the largest growth of any four-year school in Missouri last year. More than half the schools declined in enrollment. So for a school that is declining in enrollment and not receiving the state appropriations, they're in a tougher spot than we are.
Never a good time to have money withdrawn, but from MSU's perspective, you have some things in place to at least buoy you in that interim period.
Indeed. I mean, we are growing and thriving as a university. We are in good financial shape. We have accumulated reserves to deal with situations like this. And so we're in a very good position. Of course, the University of Missouri is as well, to be able to handle this kind of event in the short term. That's not to say it doesn't impact us, because it will if ultimately the money's not received. But we're in a much better position than many of our peer institutions around the state because of the enrollment growth that we're still achieving.
Can the schools in Missouri come together to identify solutions to this problem?
All the four-year schools presidents and leadership team meet every other month. We had such a meeting in July, and we talked about a variety of things that could be in place. We're going to have another meeting in September. You know, one of the things that frankly will be on the table is for lots of schools is a mid-year tuition increase. You know, a part of the deal we all made with the governor and the legislative leaders is we'd hold tuition flat for our Missouri undergraduate students if we got the 5% increase.
Right.
Everyone acknowledges if that money doesn't come, we're going to have to reassess that. I would hope we would not have to implement that, but I think all of the schools will be talking about that depending upon what happens in the veto session.
Is there a way for schools and MSU to advocate next year going into this session, ways to avoid this situation?
You know, the bottom line way to avoid this situation is the governor's office and the legislative leaders need to work together to figure out what pieces of this they can agree on. And, you know, we frankly, I think both sides are struggling with that right now. This is an election year. Maybe that heightens the problem. But I would encourage all of our leaders in each party to really try to work across party lines on issues where there's general agreement. You know, funding K-12 education, funding higher education are things that good people in both parties support. There really shouldn't be any reason that we have to struggle with this. Everyone's for education, so let's sit down at the table and figure out how to fund it.
MSU President Cliff Smart, thanks for joining us on Engaging the Community.
Thanks, Scott. Always enjoy our conversation.